Archives Hub Audio Tutorial, Section 2, Saving and Deleting Descriptions and Cutting and Pasting Text. It is important that you ensure your description is saved as you go along, to avoid losing any data. So before we start to create a description, please be aware that you have a Save button on the left side of the screen. You can use this at any time once you have entered the reference and title for your description, and the description will be saved in the Draft Files store. You can then access it at any time and continue working on it. You will see that you can also delete a description. You will get a warning if you choose this option to say that the description will be permanently removed. You cannot recover it once you have removed it. It is possible to enter data into the editor by cutting and pasting it from elsewhere. However, please do not cut and paste directly from a word processing system such as Microsoft Word. This is because Word adds hidden characters to your text, and although you cannot see them, they will interfere with the hub, and they can mean that descriptions show as invalid. You can simply take the text from Word, paste it into a plain text editor such as Notepad, and then put it into the editor. Using Notepad strips any hidden characters that may be lurking in the text. Notepad usually comes as standard with PCs and can be found in the Accessories folder. If you are using a Mac, you can use TextEdit. If you want to add non-standard characters, such as accented letters, ampersands, pound signs and quotation marks, then please listen to the section on adding special characters later in this tutorial. This completes Section 2.